it's come to my attention that I may have been a bit harsh upon the massive West Ham. So I'd just like to take this moment to say, fuck the lawyer, you bubble blowing cunts.
You bubble blowing cunts.
What was you harsh about, sorry?
Robin was saying I was being really harsh to West Ham, and I thought I was being all right.
I don't know when you was harsh. I mean, I thought I was a little bit harsher when I said about Wan-Bissaka not having a great game. But
I mean, I've been harsh now, so fuck him.
Isn't Robin a West Ham fan?
Yeah,
apparently.
So go fuck himself then.
Fuck him.
We're aiming at the crowd here.
Yeah, but we like you, Bob.
Well, debatable.
Haven't we got a couple of fuck yous to say first, actually, before we start?
Do we?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Langley asked us to say fuck you, Graveshead, so fuck you, Graveshead.
I mean, Mitchell just covered that off anyway.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, but he was slandering West Ham at the same time.
So this whole international break episode is just going to be saying fuck off Robin.
Yes.
What a great episode.
That's going to be an amazing episode.
We'll just end it here and just put that on loop.
Just for people that aren't aware, Robin is...
We're going to have to cut that.
Yeah, 100%. Oh,
just beep it. Beep it, Mike.
Oh, fucking hell.
I feel sorry for Mike.
We're like a couple of beeps.
We're like 2 minutes in, Mitchell.
I'm just going to tell him to cut the whole first 2 minutes.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I mean, cheers. I'm all for you telling him to fuck off. But
yeah,
let's not call him.
And cut that as well.
We're just gonna start again, I mean.
Oh, dude, oh, fucking hell.
London is.
So, the international break's here and nobody fucking cares. So, we're going to talk about club England. Kits, home kits. Let's start with the club kits. I think we should do a poll in regards to who's got the best home kit. I can see where each of us is going to vote. Obviously, I don't like the Tottenham one. It's horrible. West Ham one's actually quite nice, I thought.
It is nice. I think it's a like bit proper retro-y. Old school.
Yeah, I
like that. I like the collar.
Chelsea one's horrible, I think.
Whoa, easy. It's a mixed bag. I mean, they've grown on me a little bit.
Is it like a marble effect, or what is that effect the home called? Kit,
yeah, it's a marbly sort of effect. I did, when I first saw it, I thought, it's all right. And then I saw Palmer in it, and it looked like a 90s kid's pyjama set. That's what put me off a little bit. But I do quite like the away kit.
So we're not talking about away kits at the moment, mate. We're talking about the home kits. Did you not?
Yeah, but the away kits.
Did
nicer.
You not hear that? We're talking about away kits at the next international break or whatnot. Like, we're just focusing on home kits for the time being.
Oh, okay. Then it looks like a 90s kids' pajama set.
So you're not a fan?
Not when I see Palmer in it now.
Why has Palmer got to look good in it?
He looks like a bloody child in it.
Yeah, but you can't base that on the kit. Maybe you could get it and look quite good in it. Why does Palmer have to look good in it?
He's the best player.
Are you saying that everyone else looks good in it?
Does Nicholas Jackson look good in it?
Nicholas Jackson. He don't look good in any Chelsea shirt.
So you got a bit of stick in regards to your thoughts on Nicholas Jackson as well, didn't you, Mitch?
Oh, I think a lot of people think he's the second coming of Christ. I just don't see it yet. Like I said, this was the point I was trying to get at, is he's not top four. He's not top four good enough.
Basically. So a bit like my feelings are for you guys in regards to Conor Gallagher. Like, he wasn't good enough top four, in my opinion.
Yeah, I can see that, yeah. I mean, I'd still take Gallagher. But
I mean... I really didn't want to talk about this again, but now that we've brought him up, right?
I know you love him.
No, I don't love him. But the thing is, right? You were saying that chance in the 93rd minute against who was it you was playing?
Palace.
Crystal Palace. That chance is a clear cut chance. No, it wasn't. It wasn't a clear-cut chance. What are you talking about?
He's had a lot of clear-cut chances. But my point is, it's not the fact that it was clear-cut, but he could have done better than just booted it at the keeper. This is the thing. He's not a game-changer.
But what are you expecting him to do? He's literally...
It changed the game.
But he did change the game. He made it a draw rather than a loss. And
that's the difference between a top four and a top ten.
Well, maybe you should get the rest of the team doing some stuff, and then maybe you'll start winning some games.
They are. Like I said, there's a lot of distribution going into that box.
Yeah,
and a lot of his chances are square to the keeper.
I can't even be bothered to have this argument again, Don.
He's had his beer and his curry and he's pissed off.
He's gone. Ready for bed. So back to the kits, Luke. Thoughts on Tottenham's kit?
Oh, yeah.
I really like this year's kit.
You do?
The home kit. I didn't really like last year's one, but this one just brings me back. It is meant to be back for when the 2005-2006 season, for the Kappa kit, and I remember having that one back in the day.
Yeah, I can remember that, yeah. See, I'm a bit opposite with you in regards to Arsenal's kit last season I much prefer, but with a caveat of I like the simplistic badge on the Arsenal kit this year.
Yeah.
Just the cannon rather than the whole badge, the shield.
Do you prefer that?
Yeah, I really like it.
I think the badge looks nicer.
Well, I prefer the simple look myself.
It's because it reminds you of Harry Kane.
Yeah. I don't ever like the badge on the kit. It's always just like the cockerel as it is.
The big old cock.
Yeah. It brings me back to the squad that we had back then. Not that, you know, we did anything amazing, but
just, I was going to say,
yeah,
does remind me of Jermaine Defoe. Right? If I was one player, it makes me think of Jermaine Defoe.
Exactly, actually. Yeah, Lenny King as well. Yeah, it's just it's a nice kit. It's a nice looking kit. It's simple, you know. It's not out there. It's nothing crazy like they've done the last few years with some weird marble design like the Chelsea one, you know. And that was a disgusting kit as well that we had. But yeah, I like it. It's just like I said, it's just a simple kit. You can't really fault it, really. Obviously, from an Arsenal perspective, anything Tottenham, same for me, anything Arsenal, we're not going to like.
Simple kit for a simple club, isn't it?
But yeah, a simple club, maybe it is. But it's still a nice kit. But no, that's it, really, on the Tottenham one.
Do you know what would be really nice about the Arsenal one at the end of the season when you're wearing it?
didn't the Arsenal players already wear similar to like a Tottenham kit?
We've like worn an away white t-shirt.
Oh,
before,
that was it. Yeah, didn't you lose that game as well?
So we've done a couple of things. So we do a campaign each year that is, I think it's called like Get Red Out or something like that, where they drop the red from the shirt, and it's like they raise money for preventing knife crime in London. So they then auction off the shirts and donate all the money to charity.
It's good that they're doing that.
It's a good little thing.
It's too bad it's a terrible cause because, let's be honest, it could go elsewhere than knife crime.
I mean, yeah, it could do. There's a lot of charities out there, to be honest, but we're not going to talk about those.
I won't go any further. Now, don't get me wrong, it's great they're trying to stop it, but you know, it's what's the police doing? But that's a different argument for
a different podcast.
Yeah, but... that's a different podcast. But Mike can cut it if he wants or continue. It's up to him.
The decision on the politics of this show is now down to Mike.
Yeah.
Search Met Careers.
So the other thing in regards to the Chelsea shirt is no sponsor yet. A little bit like last year, you didn't have a sponsor for the first couple of months.
Don't get me wrong, I want the sponsorship money.
Of course you do, because of the money, because of the two kits, you fucking money-grabbing.
That's what I said as well. It's like, you bring out a non-sponsored one at the start of the season for 2 months, people go and buy it. Then you bring out the sponsored one and people go and buy it. So,
but listen, if you're the sort of person that buys the kit and then rebuys the same kit with the sponsor on it, you're an idiot. Why would you do that?
I don't disagree.
Because maybe they didn't know there was a sponsor was coming and they wanted the kit for the Chelsea game.
Not for the sponsor.
Maybe you, whoever sponsors you, people have a real tie to. Like, I mean,
yeah.
I'd love to fly Emirates every single time I fly, but go on a holiday.
No, you wouldn't.
Send me some tickets, Emirates.
Yeah,
I like it without the sponsors. it's a shame that it brings in so much money, because look how nice the kit looks without a massive white
that's reversed. That's debatable. Because the marble effect I'm not having. I've got it in front of me.
He's not having it.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to sponsor you, anyway.
Listen, we're lucrative, right? One of the biggest, well, definitely the biggest London club. London's blue.
Funny you talk about sponsorships. That is the one thing I don't like about the West Ham kit in general is our sponsors. I hate the Betway sponsor so much.
It's last season, isn't it? Last season of gambling.
Yeah,
sponsors.
Should have signed Tony, mate. Would have fit in really well for you guys.
It's a discount. Fat, ugly sponsor, isn't it?
It is. It's horrible. And even the one on the sleeve, the QuickBooks one.
Oh, I fucking hate QuickBooks.
It just looks.
It looks cheap and tacky.
Do we want to talk about England at all? Anyone?
I didn't watch the game. I got a prediction right though.
We'll move on to that in a minute. All right, let's not get ahead of ourselves. You know. So I watched the game. It was the first half was actually pretty entertaining. But it is only Ireland, so
I only watched the first half. But that second goal was that was art. It was beautiful.
It was very well worked. I won't name the players that are involved because it was right? Trigger Luke.
no, they're not Arsenal players when they play for England.
Oh, they still are.
No, they're not. No, doesn't count. Doesn't count.
I mean, they are still Arsenal players.
Yeah. We just pretend that they're not for England, all right? We can switch that off when they've got an England shirt on. You know, it's nice when they're wearing a white shirt, right?
No, not really, but international breaks suck balls. But it's 3 weeks into a season as well. Like,
oh, no, it's ridiculous, isn't it?
So pathetic. The one thing that did annoy me is obviously Rice and Saka both played the full matches where everyone else's fucking players got took off by the manager.
Oh, honestly, it's always woe is me.
There it is. Yeah. I'm glad it's not me saying it this time because I get sick.
You watch them both play 90 minutes in the next game as well.
Oh, wow. Imagine a fucking football player playing 90 minutes. Oh, how horrible.
Can't wait until Jared Bowen comes back injured and you start fucking, oh, he only played 2 minutes for England and got fucked up.
Who's that, Jeremy Clarkson, did you say?
Jared Bowen.
Jared Bowen.
Jeremy Clarkson.
You know.
He looked good when he came on, though, didn't he? King Jared.
Island, mate. Fucking calm down.
Yeah, well, I mean, what was Saka doing the whole game? Hey, Luke?
I don't know, mate. Didn't watch the game.
All right. Okay. Well, if you did, then you would have been critical of Saka, I'm sure.
Okay. Did he go run down the line and then just come back again?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Made two chances, beat the player on the outside.
Oh, well done.
It's only Ireland. Calm down, mate.
He obviously heard our podcast from last
Islands.
Time.
It's only Ireland.
He's a man of many doors.
Cool. Well, if nobody else wants to speak about England, let's go into the man versus AI. We've got some big games to talk about. Thanks, Mitchell. So, obviously, England beat Ireland 2-0. Luke correctly predicted that one. So he's getting his predictions out of the way.
Yeah. Get a point for that as well.
You do not.
Bonus point.
Well, you all said last week, no points.
I don't remember that. I have to listen to the podcast again.
But well done. Well That's done true. For getting it right. It may give you the confidence to go and get more right now.
Yeah, you don't watch Tottenham enough.
Moron.
What did Bob predict? You predicted
1-1.
1-1. Right. What? Well,
did you really?
Well, I'm just going by how shit England are.
Yeah, but Ireland. No, I'm not going to finish that sentence. Right. Mitchell. Mitchell predicted a 4-1 win, and I predicted a 4-0 win.
You got sacked 5 as well, Luke.
Well, no, you got to concede.
Oh, sorry about that, mate.
That's all right.
What did Bob?
The bad news for Luke is AI also predicted a 2-0 England win.
Of course they did.
Cancels it out.
Of course they did.
Means nothing, doesn't it?
Like, yeah, that's what I mean. Of course they did.
Points mean nothing. Obviously, the next predictions for England as well is it's predicted England to beat Finland 3-0. Bob also predicted 3-0. Clive predicted 2-0. Luke predicted 2-0.
No, you didn't.
That's what I've got written down.
No, you didn't. You're cheating already.
He's cheating, isn't he?
It was 2-0 in the first one.
2-0?
You said 2-0.
I did not say withdraw with Finland.
Yes, you did. You was like, oh, it's going to be a tight game. Saka's going to play 90 minutes in the first game and he's going to be knackered.
I said it would be tighter than the Ireland game, but I did not say withdraw at home to Finland.
I'll listen to it back.
Please.
Brilliant.
Mitchell predicted a 3-1 win for England.
That's going to be a good one.
Yeah, so that's the England games out of the way. The next thing we've got to do is predict the up-and-coming Premier League fixtures for... It's not even this weekend, is it? Have we got another
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I'll do that.
Midweek fixture, yeah. So let's go with Mitchell first. AFC Bournemouth versus Chelsea. What are you saying?
Well, I just feel like a bit of a ping-pong ball at the moment, Clive. As you know, it's impossible to predict for Chelsea with the goals that are going in. Or not going in, as the case may be. I'm going to be a bit more conservative. I think I'm going to go 2-1
Chelsea. 2-1
Chelsea.
So this is where they actually do batter someone 4-1, isn't it?
This is what I mean. I'm ping-ponging about.
Bob, Fulham away. What are you saying?
Fulham are flat. 2-0 West Ham.
Fulham are flat. 2-0 West Ham away.
Smith Rowe hat-trick.
Smith Rowe.
Good one.
Reece Nelson. Alex Iwobi.
The only good thing about Reece Nelson is that he shares a name with my cat. Everyone knows.
Luke. Tottenham at home to Arsenal. What are you saying?
2-0.
Tottenham.
Oh, come on, Clive. Let me see. It was Tottenham. 2-0 Tottenham at home.
That is very bold, Luke.
2-0. What have I gone for? I've gone for a 3-1 Arsenal win.
Wow.
Away from home.
Yep.
That is also very bold, Clive.
It is.
Goodness.
And we haven't got Declan Rice, which is going to be a loss for us.
I think it's going to be a Desmond.
You think too?
You love that, Bob, do you?
I do, yeah.
They turn up for you, that's the thing.
They do, and rightly so. Is your Dutch defender back from injury? Probably is, isn't he?
Probably.
Haven't you got a couple of little injuries?
Skipped the international duty, yeah. Calafiori got a knock against France, which we're not too sure on how serious it is.
It'll be fine.
Maybe.
You'll see.
At least he turned up for his country. There's talk about him playing in midfield.
Everyone else did turn up for their country.
Other than your Dutch player.
He was injured. He missed the last game as well. I'd understand if he was at the last game and then he missed the game and then he's at the Arsenal, but he missed the last game and he's missed international duty. Everyone else is gone that's been called up and played. So don't give me none of this. Don't forget, it's only 3 weeks in the season. We're looking more like the second half of the season when it's international stuff. That's when people start dropping out a bit more. Because it's coming up near, you know, where teams don't want to lose points even more.
Did they play 90 minutes though, Luke?
Udogi, I think, did. But I've not kept an eye on the other players. I don't think, like Arsenal and the other teams, a lot of our players have been called up. Sort of like starters. But you'd have to double check that.
Bob will have to double check.
I'm not looking at anything.
No, I was going to say
international duty.
That's fine.
I don't think he's going to commit.
But I think it'd be a good game, Clive. I think the game will be interesting. I think the first 20 minutes will decide where it's going to go.
I think it'll be very nervy first 20 minutes. And if you play. I don't really know, because I think if you play anything like you have been, there's definitely going to be opportunities for us to take advantage of the space. And if your Dutch defender's not playing with Romero, you're in trouble.
Have you just given up on saying Van de Ven now, Clive?
Yeah. I can't remember his name.
All he's got in his mind is Saliba. That's it.
That's not how the chant goes.
I don't give a shit.
Do you want me to give you the AI predictions now?
Of course, it's going to go Arsenal's favour. Go on. I'll probably think it's going to be a draw, but go on.
Can you also, because I missed it last week, Clive, sure. The little blurb that the AI gives?
The little blurb?
Yeah.
You want me to do the whole reading? Right, here we go. Chelsea versus Bournemouth. Prediction, Bournemouth 1, Chelsea 2. Sounds familiar. Chelsea has been inconsistent, but their attacking talent might edge out. It's talking about your attackers this time, Bournemouth, who still managed to score on the counter.
Yeah, sounds about right.
So it's copied you as well?
Well, of course.
So you're not going to gain any points on AI if you get it right. Fulham versus West Ham. Prediction, Fulham 1. West Ham 1. West Ham's solid form this season may meet a Fulham side tough to beat at home, leading to a competitive draw.
But tough to beat at home?
I think they're right, you know.
No one cares what you think, though, Mitchell. You keep forgetting about this fucking game.
So these West Ham fans keep telling me.
Yeah. You are making a fucking name for yourself for the West Ham fans, that's for sure. Tottenham versus Arsenal, North London Derby. Predictions, Tottenham 2, Arsenal 2.
Here it is.
The North London Derby is always intense and both sides are in good form. This could end in an entertaining high-scoring draw. That's your little blurb. So, yeah, it agrees with Mitchell on two of the results anyway. So that means it's wrong and we're going to get some points this weekend, boys.
Absolutely not.
Oh, yeah, 100%. We'll win 2-0. I'm going to get points.
100%. Okay.
You've heard it here.
So can we make some kind of forfeit agreement?
No. You just want to go forfeits all the time. I don't know what it is.
This is for the overall thing. Like, you could get an out from wearing an Arsenal shirt right here, right now, if you agree. So what I'm proposing is if you get 2-0 bang on, even if you lose at the end of the season, the Arsenal shirt is out the hat.
Oh.
But if
this early on,
if you don't get it right, the Arsenal shirt is a definite.
If you lose,
yeah. If he
at the end of the season,
yeah. Obviously, if he wins the whole thing, he's not going to be wearing.
He's gone quiet, which means he's actually.
I'm not betting in Tottenham because.
Because you're not 100%.
No, I'm 100%.
You can't be. Otherwise, you'd agree.
I'm 100% with myself. But it only turns into a bet. For some reason, statistics just go out the window. Yeah? it just doesn't work. Like, I could bet. Honestly, Man City could be 3-1 up, 90th minute. For some reason, it will just be a draw against Bournemouth or something. If I put a bet on for them to win, even though it might only bring me back a pound, I will lose.
You're 100% it's going to be 2-0 Tottenham, and that will give you the out, the Arsenal shirt off
myself,
the table.
To myself, I'm not betting this into existence of me losing. Yeah, that probably didn't make any sense
thing.
There.
It's not a thing.
I'm sticking with my 100% to myself, all right?
I mean, I think you're silly because you're going to lose anyway, and you could get an out from wearing the Tottenham.
No.
The Arsenal top.
No.
I mean, you can't.
We'd just leave it as that.
Can't help the boy, can you?
No.
Can't help him.
They are special, those Spurs fans, aren't they?
Well, Arsenal shirt stays in regardless, then. Yeah. So it's a possibility.
We'll agree or disagree to that.
Are you still fighting this?
Like, you agreed that we could put all the parts of the kit into hats and draw what the loser has to wear, didn't you?
I did.
I'm fairly sure that's what you agreed.
I did. But nothing was still set in stone yet.
We're just writing.
So you've agreed to that, but it's not set in stone.
What stupid forfeit that is.
No.
Is it?
We didn't agree 100% on what we were doing.
No, yeah,
that
sure.
was just a suggestion, okay. All right. We was going to put it in the hat. Like, you'd have to go back and double check that conversation, but I don't remember.
You're game for that.
I am game for that, yes.
Got that confirmed.
Because that's now, again, done by luck and statistics.
Well, we can manipulate it.
We can't, Mitchell. It will be fair because you just cry if we do.
No.
You're crying already, mate.
No, I am being passionate about my team, all right?
No, you're crying.
No, I'm being passionate about my team. And you guys are just like, oh, I'm an Arsenal fan. I don't really care about Arsenal. I'll wear a Tottenham shirt if I lose. You know, Chelsea, I'll wear a West Ham shirt. Doesn't bother me. No, mate. You guys,
it bothers us. That's what you don't understand.
No, it bothers me, but it doesn't bother you as much as it bothers me.
No, it does.
It really doesn't. It really doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Because you're...
But we're just...
Like, this is what makes it a good forfeit. Yeah. This is what makes it you don't want to lose.
You clearly don't understand forfeits.
We'll wait till the next conversation. We'll move on from now, and then we'll come up with something either off of the podcast or on the podcast. But for now, we've not agreed on anything.
If we were to choose something that we all weren't bothered by, that would be a
it's
rubbish
not a
forfeit.
Forfeit. No, yeah.
You can wear a Tranmere Rovers t-shirt.
I'm not saying
that. Oh, no.
No, obviously, I get it has to be a forfeit of something that you're not going to enjoy doing. I understand that, yeah? I'm just being passionate about my team that I do not want to wear an Arsenal shirt.
That's bullshit.
Now, if it comes down to it's in a hat, fine. You know, it's now pot luck of me getting that. It might be just I'm just unlucky there. But if it's a 100% I lose, I've got a 100% guarantee I'm wearing an Arsenal shirt if I lose. But if I do lose, it's not 100%.
You could have a 100% guarantee that it won't be in the hat, but you've decided not to take that.
Yeah.
No, it'd be a 1 in 4 chance.
No, for the one in 3.
Well, no, because the Tottenham shirt would be in there as well.
You can't have your home.
You've got to have. Of course you do.
No, statistics. No. Absolutely not. No.
Okay, fair enough. Well, 1 in 3 then. 1 in 3. But it's still, you know, down to luck. So, yeah.
You're definitely a forfeit. You've got to wear your own team's shirt. Fucking hell.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Mate, this shirt.
It's all in a hat. It's all in a hat. You know, if you pick it, you pick it. That's just luck.
Ballon d'Or.
Well, I don't even know why we're talking about this, to be fair.
Why are we
talking about this? It makes no sense. Arsenal players don't deserve to be in there. Yeah. And that's about it. I mean, that's the only reason why we're talking about it, isn't it, really?
No, it's a Chelsea player, isn't it?
Palmer could win it.
A Harry Kane, you know, he's in there. Obviously not Tottenham anymore.
Yeah.
But he ain't going to win it. Look, the answer's going to be like one of three people. That's it.
Go on, who's your three?
It's going to be Rodrigo, Haaland, or Vinicius.
It's going to be Vinicius, Jude, or Rodri.
Jude Bellingham. Yeah, Jude Bellingham. People love Jude Bellingham at the moment, don't they?
The problem the competition has is it loves Real Madrid, number one. Like, it loves the Spanish clubs, not just Real Madrid. Like Messi won it about a billion times. So you might as well rule out anyone that plays anywhere else.
It's very much a Eurovision competition.
Yeah.
It's a strange one. No Ollie Watkins is in there. No Salah.
Why would Ollie Watkins be in there?
He had a great season.
Yeah, but I mean, to win the best player in Europe, you'd expect him to have.
So Declan Rice is in there.
He played in the Champions League.
Oh, come on.
But that, like, the criteria is going to be the best player in Europe, you've got to be playing in the best competitions in Europe, right?
You've got to win the best competitions in Europe.
In that position, only Real Madrid players should be in it.
Well, they did play someone in the final, didn't they?
No, I mean, win one of the best, like, either win the Premier League or the Liga or the Champions League or whatever. I would expect them to win all of that, otherwise they're not part of...
I don't disagree. Like, I don't believe that any of the Arsenal players are the best player in the world.
Especially when I get stupid red cards like that.
I think the only Arsenal player in that particular list that has a shout of being one of the best in his position is William Saliba. But like, you've got to be a very, very special defender and have a very, very special season as a defender to win this award, right? It usually favours the attacking players.
Yeah.
They've always done that, though, haven't they?
The only other players I think could possibly be in with a good shout are players for Bayern Leverkusen, because what they did last season was incredible.
Yeah, I'd agree with that as well. There's a few in there.
There are a couple.
Is there a couple? I see one. Grimaldo.
There's two.
Is it two? Is it?
Jacker.
Oh, no, there's three. Jacker and Wurtz, yeah.
Three. Cool. Yeah. So, like, one of those three, possibly. But again, like, even that, I wouldn't turn around and say, yeah, he had a great season, but I wouldn't say Granit Xhaka's the best player in the world.
I think it's going to be Rodri, to be honest. Winning the Premier League and winning the Euros with Spain, it's going to be Rodri, I reckon.
That's my opinion. Yeah, I'd hope so, because like, generally, I do think he's probably the best player in the world. Like, Man City are a lot different without him. Not saying that they're a lot worse without him, but he's just absolute top draw.
Yeah,
he is.
But other than that, yeah, it's either Jude or Vinicius Junior, I think. And the reason for Jude is because of the season he had last season. Like, if you're Haaland and you win it this year rather than last year, it's just fucking bollocks. Because like the guy won a triple last year. Was like 51 goals in the season, and he still lost it to Messi. So it will just make a mockery of the tournament, the whole award again. Yeah, no, not yet, well, other than Ronaldo. But it would just make a mockery of it because his season last season on paper wasn't as good. So why should he win it? But money's on Saka, isn't it?
I mean, I know Arsenal fans are delusional, but fucking hell, Clive.
I absolutely don't believe. In a few years' time, maybe.
Well, I don't think he's ever going to win it.
Probably not.
Oh, I mean, that's a bet right there.
Thierry Henry didn't win it in his prime, so, you know.
Which is outrageous.
Once he walks through that door.
Yeah.
God, I hope Saka scores two or three at the weekend.
Oh, you know it's going to happen. You know it's going to happen. After all the stick that Link's been giving you.
Doggy will have him in his pocket the whole game. Don't worry.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
you are too confident in this Tottenham team.
He's a dreamer.
No, I am. I am. I've been watching Spurs play the last few games, and yeah, I've got confidence.
All I've heard from you is I'm happy with that loss.
still sticking.
I'm happy with that draw. This is the problem in national football. It fucks everything. Like, what is the fucking point?
Go on, Clive, give us a rant.
Like, just do it all at the end of the season. Then you could like finish the season earlier. Like, if you're not doing these breaks, why do they not just do that?
You are very anti-England, though, Clive.
Yeah, I'm not anti-England. I'm anti-Southgate.
I've heard that you hate England a lot. We know you're Scottish, so
I'm definitely not Scottish.
There's a couple of Scottish people in this chat. Jesus.
So do we want to kind of circle back to the big game at the weekend and have a little chat about that? Obviously, Luke's super
Chelsea
confident.
Chelsea
Bournemouth. I mean, it is another London derby for West Ham.
Exactly.
Second one of the season.
Yeah.
You won the last
one. We'll do it then.
Well, you're confident.
Well, we're 100% so far in London derbies, so...
You're about to lose this one. 1-1.
Whatever. Let's talk about the shit game that's going on. Spurs against Arsenal. Are we doing it live, by the way, Clive, Luke?
We'll discuss that during the week. It could. We won't broadcast live, but we might try and record something or whatnot. Obviously, depending on availability. And
can I just mention something?
Of course.
I don't know if anyone's seen anything recently on the players that are on for like a free transfer.
Oh, it's crazy, some of the players. Like Matt Hummels.
Marshall.
Got, yeah.
Depay.
No, Depay's just signed for...
Is he just signed as he?
Yeah.
No, that's a good...
You've got the French player who played for PSG and Juventus.
Adrian Rabiot? Yeah.
Yeah, there's some crazy good free transfers at the moment.
I mean, and then the player, we can still sign them, can't we?
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, because West Ham were talking to one of them, weren't you? I think you might have been talking to Matt Arnold.
I say that'd be a good signing.
What a signing that would be.
Yeah, I mean, you say that, but, you know, really? Would it really be that good? He's 35 years old.
It's experience, mate. You have someone in your team without experience.
In the Champions League final last year as well.
Yeah.
We got enough experience, mate. Have you seen that midfield?
I think people are getting confused nowadays with players at 35. I've seen loads of comments about this. 35 years old is not old anymore in the Premier League. Not Premier League.
You're only saying that because we're 36. Oh,
exactly that. Yeah, but no, not just that. I mean, you're seeing players now go a lot.
Look at what Thiago Silva did at Chelsea.
Yeah.
Like he was quality.
It was, and 36 when he signed.
And I thought, well, that's a stupid signing. Like, he's not going to have the legs for the Premier League.
And he went and won the Champions League.
He was Chelsea's best defender in that time.
Yeah.
Like, and arguably one of the better defenders in the Premier League.
I'm upset he's not here this season, to be honest.
Mrs. gets him in trouble as well, doesn't he? Doesn't she?
Yes, she does.
Well, don't forget, Modric is 38 as well. Still,
I think.
Still,
I mean, with Silva, I think that was a bit of a polishing a turd kind of situation, wasn't it? More than him being very good.
The turd being Chelsea, correct?
Yeah, but that would then mean he's very good.
Yeah, he was very good. Yeah,
because
it's very polished. I'm not saying I'm not disputing that the turd was, you know, unsufficiently polished. It obviously was.
Wax on, wax off skills were very good.
I don't know if I mentioned, but he did win the Champions League with us. So, second one we'd won, FYI. Don't know if any of you other London clubs have won a...
No, sorry, we don't have billionaires from dodgy...
Yeah.
Dodgy or whatever it is.
How expensive was your stadium?
Yes, we spent it on a stadium. Not
That's
on
silly, wouldn't it? Maybe you should buy some players and win some trophies.
It's a process, mate. It's a process.
That's a silly process.
It's a work in progress. I can't give you an ETA on and we'll win something, but
is what. But you're happy losing 3-2 to.
Well, exactly. Yeah, why not? Why not in a friendly game? Not many teams score two goals against Bayern Munich.
You're happy losing to Newcastle 2-1 in the Premier League.
No, well, I wasn't exactly happy, but it was an improvement from last season. It was an improvement. Don't mix my words up here. Yeah, it was an improvement.
Your words were.
Yeah, but no, but again, as I said, it was an improvement from last season.
I'm not sure an improvement on a loss to a loss is an improvement.
It is. Four goals difference.
Yes.
Oh, it's still a loss.
But it's not just that. It's the way that we played. There were signs there that were a lot better than last season and the season before. And it's the same against Leicester. We've had this conversation already. And if we see the same again, don't get wrong, if we play the same we've played against Newcastle and Leicester, dominate the game, we won't use that term, yeah? Touch that edge, yeah? When we played well, and then we go and lose over some great through ball from them and on a counter attack and whatnot, we did something against Arsenal. It's just, I don't want to say the word Spursy, but it is. It's just Spursy.
I mean,
with
that second Newcastle goal as well, like Romero is so suspect. His positioning is so bad, and his desire to track back just doesn't exist.
Yeah, no, I watched that. I saw that as well. I watched that again. I didn't want to bring it up. I was just pissed off.
Like, as I think I said the week before, like, he's a good player when you've got the Dutch lad next to him.
just stick to that, Clyde. Don't point out that name. Even though it's not hard to say.
But when he hasn't got him next to him, he just looks like he just doesn't know what he's doing. And he's a World Cup winner, right? So
yeah, he just wants to get stuck in. That's his problem. He wants to get forward a bit and jump in on challenges. And then I think he remembers that shit. Yeah, I shouldn't really do that, and then gets caught in.
I don't think he does remember. Positions. I just think you go, "Oh, that's another goal." Was that my fault?
No, I don't think it's that bad.
Who do you think is going to dominate possession in this game?
I think it'll be close. I don't know. I don't know who will dominate. Again, I think the first 20 minutes will decide.
63-47 Arsenal.
I think it'd be like a 52% against 48%.
Yeah, either or. I think either side. Yeah, Chloe.
I'd probably say Arsenal will have the majority of the ball, and Tottenham will try
Which,
and get us on the counter.
In Clive's terms, means they dominated the game.
I mean, I don't think I used the word dominate. I said control the game, but
you did.
Potato, potato.
No, you did.
I said control.
You did say control.
Yeah. And I stand by it. Like, Aston Villa were absolutely nullified the whole entire game. Like,
I'm not going there again. Go back to episode 3, I think it was, of this podcast. No, I'm not going
there. In a serious note, I honestly think we're going to have a little bit too much for Tottenham. Certainly if Solanke's still not fit. I know Son likes to play against Arsenal. He likes to go against Arsenal. But he's not been the same player without Kane at all yet. I'm going to eat my words now. He'll get two goals against Arsenal.
Who goes in when Rice is out?
It's going to be very interesting. Because Thomas Partey's obviously the holder. And he's if he comes back from international duty fit, which I don't think he ever has done for Arsenal. He usually goes away and gets some kind of knock that means he's out for weeks and weeks. But I think if he's fit, Thomas Partey plays. Next to him, there's talk about Calafiori possibly playing there or Timber playing next to him.
I wouldn't mind seeing Timber playing next to him and have Calafiori out on the left.
Did you say Timber, sorry?
Yeah.
There's even a chance that Zinchenko plays in there as well.
We'll take that.
So, yeah, I'd prefer Timber out of the... But as I say, there's talk about Calafiori playing in that holding role as well. So you could see Timber out left and Calafiori.
If he's not injured.
If he's not, as I say, he did come off against France and they have sent him home.
There is one thing I do fear, though. And it probably won't happen until the second half. Sterling.
I think he could chuck Sterling straight in.
We're dropping Trossard.
Yeah,
I can't see it. I can't see him dropping Trossard. I'd say it would be a bad decision.
I don't know if it,
he's a good impact sub though.
He's a great impact sub.
He's better off the bench so far, and. Other than the cross for Odegaard in the first half, and again, the red card did change things in the second half, he had a bit of a quiet game. But that is the way Arsenal are so right-sided. The left winger really does have to kind of work hard to be impactful in the whole entire game. But it wouldn't surprise me if he chucked Sterling straight in.
A good tactical decision because Arteta knows how much Sterling just pissed Tottenham off when he played against us.
And I think he's pissed off in general at the moment and he wants to go out.
He's got a point to prove. Yeah. As we said last time, they've worked together as well. They know what to expect from each other, Arteta and Sterling. I would feel a bit bad for Trossard.
Well, that's what I was thinking, yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's like feelings don't really come into it. Like, if I felt bad about every decision Arteta's made, I'd be crying over Ramsdale leaving.
No, I get that. But then you think about it, you think of a player that, like, if it was me or you, Clive, we're on the bench, we come on every time, bang goals in, get an assist. And then we only get one game to play the full 90 minutes.
To nail that place.
And it's like not even getting more than one game, considering like the last four or five games you've come on as a sub and done the job or helped close the game out. I just feel like Arteta would be kicking him in the nuts by dropping him and putting Sterling that he's just signed.
Yeah.
But that's what I think. But
Arteta does seem to have that ruthlessness in him, though.
Yeah, which is good. That's how you win a league. I've always said this over the years myself. Like, when Kane's been playing shit, do we drop him? No, because he can still score one of the goals. But look, if he's got the balls to do that, then that's how you're going to win the league.
Hopefully so.
I think Spurs are going to win this.
Bob, if we win this, I'm buying you BFC.
I'm holding you to that. I'm up £20 and BFC.
I will bet that now. All right, but I will.
What makes you think that, Bob?
What makes me think that is I think Arsenal. I just think you're going to go at them a lot, and I think Spurs are going to do you on the counter. That is what I think is going to happen in this game. That's why I asked the possession question. And I feel like that's what's going to happen. Spurs are going to catch you out, maybe on a couple of occasions. It might even be 2-0, like Luke says. I have a feeling that Spurs are going to win. And especially with them being at home as well.
I
think they're going to be up for it.
I do think it does help that they've had a bit of a slow start, because they're going to be really up for it now. Whereas because sometimes I feel like if you have a really good game one weekend, like us against Wolves, 9 times out of 10, you have a shitter the next week. So Spurs need to bounce back, and they're going to be right up for it at home against Arsenal. I do see your point, but I still think it's going to be a draw.
But what I also think about Spurs is in their 3 games, they have actually been the better team. Like playing football, like the football that they've played has been brilliant. They've just been missing that
finishing
product.
They are coming up against what was the best defence last year in the Premier League, though. And if they can't score against other teams, do you think they still get the same chance? Like, I'm not saying they're not going to get chances, but do you think they'll be able to get the same amount of chances?
Yeah, I do. Watching them play in the first 3 games, I think they've been really impressive on the ball, and I think they will create chances. And I think on this occasion, they will take the chances. I think it's got to start somewhere.
I think the occasion will get to them, and they will perform to the occasion.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, I could be talking shit. I'm not so
this is what happens now. We play Brennan Johnson on the right. Werner now plays, and we play someone else up front that can't finish. So we've got three people that can't finish.
For me, if Solanke's not fit and you don't play Son up top, I question your manager.
Like, yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
Brendan Johnson, and it will depend on like that left back position for Arsenal. If it's Zinchenko, I'd worry. Like if we end up playing Zinchenko versus Brendan Johnson, that would make me a bit fearful. And again, from a Tottenham tactical point of view, Brendan Johnson 100% should start on the right hand side, because our left back will come into midfield, so there will be space there.
I think he probably start, because he was our best player in the last game when he came on. Wouldn't be surprised if he plays on the right, unless he plays Kulusevski, thinking he wants to walk, because Kulusevski just runs all day, just to track him back a bit more than Brendan Johnson.
Yeah, mate. But again, I think that would I think that would be a tactical error, because and it is literally because we tend to when we drift in and we have the ball, we're gonna use that midfield, like that defender coming into midfield, it's gonna be the left back, and there could be so much space there for you to attack into. If it was me picking a team against Arsenal, I'd want someone that's pacey and gonna be able to get in that space and get behind straight away and then play balls across the front of the goal.
Oh yeah, we're not lucky now, I can tell you that now. With Werner, Brennan, Son, there's some pacey players there. Even your doggy's quick as well at left back, so he'd be able to
Is that how you pronounce his name, by the way?
Yeah, I think you do. Your doggy? Your doggy?
Because I've been calling him like Udogai.
No.
What?
Yeah.
That's how I pronounce him.
Or maybe, how did you say it? Udogi or doggy?
You doggy.
Oh, no, Udogi.
It sounds like a fucking anime.
It could be Udogi. Whatever his Italian name is.
I think I've been saying Udogi.
Yeah, Udogi. I'm sure someone will correct us, so we just have a look online somewhere. For the name,
Udogai.
In fact, I'm going to ask Google how to pronounce it. How to pronounce?
Yeah, oh, mate, if Madison turns up as well, Clive. Oh.
Yeah, I mean, because we're lacking Rice, Madison is a bit of a worry. But as I say, like if Thomas Partey's fit and available,
Udogi, yeah, do the
Udogi, not Udogi.
Yeah, but I'm not Italian, am I? So. Just stick with that.
But yeah, I think there's goals in Arsenal this season. Kai Havertz, I think, will get one against you. Who's going to get the penalty? I think the North London Derby has the most amount of penalties in Premier League history.
True.
And a lot of Arsenal fans will say it's Harry Kane's goal, usually. But I think Arsenal have actually had more penalties than Tottenham in the fixture.
Only by
one or two. But yeah, like, who gets that penalty could be the decider.
I mean, all refs are against Arsenal. We know that.
We do, absolutely.
That's Mike Dean.
Sorry, Alex.
But yeah, I've predicted 3-1. I hate being confident going into big matches because it does feel even worse when you don't get a result. But we, from an Arsenal point of view, we've got Man City away next, so we need to get a positive result here, get that confidence going for Man City away.
Just on this then, obviously, that's a big result against Tottenham if you do try and put it off. Yeah.
Yeah.
With Saka playing 90 minutes, and then the next England game this week, is it Wednesday or Thursday night? Or it might even be Tuesday. I've not been following the fixtures.
I don't know what day it is.
Tuesday,
yeah. Apparently. Bob's eating something.
Yeah.
And I got some ginger nuts, sorry.
With some of our players on the international duty, like Son being in South Korea away as well, if you get some of 90 minutes, do you reckon you'll still have fresh enough legs for the derby come Sunday?
I think it will affect the tempo of the game, but I still think we've got enough to get that kind of result.
Stop moaning about and playing 90 minutes.
It's because we've actually got quite a solid bench for once. Like, we will have either Sterling, Trossard, or Martinelli, or two of them on the bench to come on. Jesus is apparently going to be back from his two game absence
through injury.
Thank you. So we are starting to get a couple of the players back from injury. Obviously, hopefully, and I say it for the sake of the game as well. Like, I hope that Tottenham have a fully fit squad to pick from. Like, I want the best Tottenham to come out and play the best Arsenal, and I want the best Arsenal to smash the best Tottenham. Is what I want.
Yeah, but then if we beat you, you'd be like, "Oh, we was away from home." You know,
no,
we
I won't played say that.
Didn't have rice.
Well, yeah, didn't have rice. But if we had,
I mean, I might say that. Yeah,
played 90 minutes.
I might say that we're missing rice. Yeah, of
but
course.
You may not say it, but the Arsenal fans will be straight on the TV and being like, "Oh, yeah, if we didn't have this and this."
Just like the Tottenham fans would be if Son's not playing, for instance.
No,
that's not like football fans are very fickle and very, very. I can't think of a word I want to use, but
no, I'll just stick with that. That's fine.
So if Tottenham are missing any of their key players, like when we played you last season, you was missing Ndogi for one game. Like, oh, we're missing the best
left
back. That's
another pronunciation.
We're missing the best left back in the Premier League. Are you though? Right. So
well, yeah. We also had Maddison out as well.
He played against us, didn't he?
I don't think he did.
He did in your home fixture because
that was a draw though, wasn't it?
He gave the ball to Jesus who missed.
Yeah, he did.
But yeah, like teams miss big players in big games at times. You've got to deal with it. But as I say, I want the best Tottenham squad to play the best Arsenal. Unfortunately for us this time, Rice isn't going to be playing.
That'll be a loss though, is it?
No, it's really not a loss. One of the best defensive teams in the league. All right.
You can cut that loss bit out, Mike. Just to be what he says, you know, it's not a loss.
Yeah. It's like, I can't even be bothered.
It's just too easy sometimes.
What, me not biting?
I'm so. Sure you just did, but it's all right.
Any other thoughts on the game from the neutrals, from West Ham? Or obviously, Bob's told us he thinks Tottenham are going to win. Mitchell?
No, I'm sticking with my Desmond.
So,
yeah.
Fair. And do we want to talk about West Ham Fulham?
No, not really.
And Chelsea Bournemouth?
No, not really.
Wonderful. Shall we wrap it at an hour and probably 7 minutes with the first 2 minutes being cut?
Oh, I think you keep those 2 minutes.
Absolutely not.
Might be able to keep some of it, but Mike will have to do
I think you beep the naughty words and it makes it funnier.
I think we need to cut.
I think we need to listen to it first.
Right, okay. So I'm going to wrap the episode here this time.
An update to the Scotland game.
Go on.
Because I know you two would be really interested in it.
Not really.
Team Biff.
You're not going to believe it, but Scotland have conceded. It is
one Cristiano Ronaldo goal.
Bruno Fernandes.
Bruno. Okay.
Is it a penalty?
No.
Shock.
No. Cool. Right, we're ending it there. Good night, everyone.
Good night. God bless.